When people think of the national FFA organization, they don't necessarily think of singing, but one young lady is making that a difference here at the National FFA Convention, the 89th National FFA Convention. Now, her name is Michaela Walker from the Washington State and represents the Decatur FFA chapter. She joins us here. So my first question to you is, you just came off the stage. You're now the official National FFA talent winner. Tell us how you got started singing.
I was about 4 years old. I was singing in the church choir. Sunshine Band, actually. And I just, ever since then, I have been singing. And my mom and her sisters did a lot of traveling and singing. And so I would go with them on the different trips. And that's just kind of how I got started.
Let's tie it back to FFA now. You're here at the National FFA Convention. Tell us about the process of going through the talent and what songs you sang.
What was my first song? My first song was Rise Up by Audrey Day. That was my audition song. And I was kind of iffy about that one because, you know, all my song choices were really, really good. But it was just really hard for me to connect on that song until I actually got on the stage and to be able to perform it. And so, yeah.
How about the process? How many different rounds did you have to go through to get to where you're at now?
There were three rounds. There were three. And I believe it was, I want to say 300 applicants. And I don't know where it narrowed down to, but I remember that it went to the top 15 and into the top three. So,
let's dive a bit more into your singing career as a whole. Why do you value singing? What does that bring to you?
It's a God-given talent, and I believe that it just can't go to waste. And that you know, everybody is gifted, everyone is talented, but not everybody gets the chance to do what I got to do. So.
So now that you won this the National FFA Talent Competition, what's next for you?
That's a good question. I guess just doing more competitions, making some CDs, and getting out there. Yeah,
I'm sure you've got a lot of fans through the FFA organization now. Now, I wanted to ask you, as I mentioned in the introduction, that people don't necessarily think of agriculture and singing together, but you are a great model of that. You're involved with the National FFA organization, but you also sing. Talk about the two of those hand in hand.
It was weird because even when I say, oh, no, I'm going to the FFA convention, it's like future farmers level. What? If you're a farmer? No, I'm not a farmer. But it just, I guess now it's bringing a different type of atmosphere to FFA. It's to bring a new meaning to what it actually means. And so.
And career goals for you, what do those include?
I thought about singing, but I want to be a therapist. But I think I could be a therapist while singing at the same time.
Well, there you go, a singing therapist. Well, anything else you would like to add about your experience here? How about this? What was it like to sing up on the national stage?
It's amazing. It's like when I sing out to people, I feel like I'm fearless, that I can do anything, and be able to inspire other people, the people that are watching as well as people who are in the audience. And so, yeah.
Well, certainly congratulations goes to you, Michaela Walker, from the Decatur FFA chapter there in Washington. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Bryce Duskett.